We're doing the Darshot Ran Rav Beit Kuf Chav Chet in the Shalem edition, Reish Tzadi Dalet in the Musada of Kuk edition. And Ran had discussed how one prophet can grow tremendously, can have tremendous prophecy, and then someone standing next to him will be affected by that, even if he ordinarily was not worthy of that level. V'yireli od, and I think that beyond that, says the Ran, ki milvad ishtatef anavim anavim v'achacham v'achacham betoelt kibul ha-chochma kmo shepirashnu. Not only does one prophet affect another, does one wise man affect another, when it comes to receiving wisdom, the way we've explained until now, yesh b'zei nyan acher, there's another concept at play here. Vehu, that is as follows. Shein tzafek sheroi shenamin shekmo shebezman shebet amikdash kayam haya hama'on ahu mekudash hamkudash makom mukhan lachul shefa nevuah v'chokhma. Undoubtedly, what we know is that when the temple was built, so then that temple, that house, that location was a place where prophecy would settle. That was a place that was really set aside, that was designated a holy spot where prophecy and wisdom were coming down. You knew that's a place to get an inspiration, a spiritual inspiration. Ad shemtzaut ha-makom ahu haya shofar kol Yisrael. And through that place, through the temple, so then wisdom and prophecy and spirituality would come out in abundance to all of Israel. So just as that is so, ken, so too, ra'ui shiyu anvim v'chachmim v'chassidim mukhanim lekabel shefa nevuah v'chochma. So it's not only the location, the individuals also have to be fit, have to prepare themselves, they have to be attuned or in tune to receive that wisdom, that prophecy. Because through one prophet, prophecy can spread to many people in the generation who are fit for it. Even if they're not standing next to them, the mere fact that you live in a generation of a giant can affect you. Meaning that spirituality that he can tap into can really affect everyone around him. And this is a phenomenal concept. I just want to give a few illustrations from different stages in history. My uncle once told me a theory he has. He said that he thinks that when an idea comes down to earth, it comes down to a few people at the same time. And the question is, who's going to follow through on it? But God sends an idea in many people's minds at the same time. And we see that, for example, with Kodak and Eastman. They both had the same idea of developing a camera, and they both were working at it at the same time. It was just a question of days who got his patented first. But they were both working simultaneously. There's a famous story, if we go to the spiritual world, there's a famous story of Rav Yosef Karo, who was learning a piece of Talmud one night, and he got stuck on a certain question, and he couldn't figure it out. And he worked for an hour, for 2 hours, for 3 hours. He stayed up all night on that question, trying to work it out, until finally he had an answer. And he wrote down the answer, and went to shul to get ready to daven shachris. He walks into shul, and he hears a little boy learning. And he hears the little boy is learning exactly the Gemara he learned last night. And as he listens, he hears the boy slowly ask the questions he asked and give the answers he answered. And what he did in a whole night, that little kid did in 5 minutes. The kid starts saying, well, what do you say? Ah, maybe we should say that way. Ah, back, forth. And he works out the whole thing and he finishes the Gemara. And Rav Yosef Karo, after hearing that, has to go daven. So he's devastated. I worked the whole night and that little kid did it in 5 minutes. So the story goes that when he came back home, he went to sleep and he had a dream. And in his dream he was told, don't feel bad. You worked hard all night. Because you worked hard all night, you brought it down from heaven. Now that it's down, other people can access it easily. But you're the one that brought it down. So what the Ran is telling us is a concept about how the world works. Until now, the Ran had described that you stand next to a prophet, you can be affected by his elevation, even if you're not fit for it. Now the Ran is saying, you live in the generation of someone big, you'll be affected by it, even if you're not standing next to the person. When they bring down spirituality to the world, it affects others. And we see this concept with regard to Shmuel, the prophet. It says that once God appeared to Shmuel, he appeared to many other people as well. Until Shmuel, it says that in those days, it was very hard to find someone who had attained prophecy in those days. Once Shmuel, so to speak, broke through the heavens, he reached his great level, then others could have it as well.
When the golden pass away, did that spirituality go back with them?
I don't know. Certainly seems that way. Shehem batzmam ha-mikdash ha-mikudash, because a person himself can be like the temple. We say you go up to the temple, so there's spirituality coming down. But you know what? If a person is on the level, then he himself brings down spirituality to the world. V'aramban zar katav b'sof seder v'haya Ekev. Nachmanides writes in the end of Parshat Ekev, v'yitachen b'anshei ha-mala hazot. It's possible, when we speak about people of this high level who connect to Hashem, shetiyeh nafsham gam b'chayeyem tzura b'tzror ha-chayim, that even when they're alive, their soul is, so to speak, already in that special place where the soul goes when one passes away. There's a special connection the soul can attain when it passes away, what's called tzror ha-chayim, the encompassing of life, that the Ramban says it could be that people on an extraordinarily high level, they can attain that even when they're alive. Because these big tzaddikim, they are, it's as though they are the resting place for the Shekhinah. As the Kuzari alludes to this idea. Adkan, till here's the quote from Nachmanides. It could be that this is also what Nachmanides meant. So when you have a generation that has prophets and wise men and pious people, so in that generation, spiritual abundance comes down to those righteous people. And through them, so then many other people in their generation who are fit can also attain this. This is a concept that our sages teach us with regard to prophecy. That very often when God gives prophecy to one prophet, He gives it to many prophets. It's as though whoever's tapped in, whoever's wired in, gets the prophecy, but only one prophet is told, you go tell it over. So then if the other prophets go, so then that's not their duty, it's not their job. Now, certainly, if one is close, in close proximity to the prophet, so then we come back to the original concept that they're more affected. Next idea, it's not only when the tzaddik, the navi, the chacham is alive, but after a person passes away, mikomot kvurotehim ra'uy leimatzea shefasham b'tzad min hatzdadim. Their burial plot is also a place that can affect, that in some way, there is greater spiritual abundance where they were buried. Ki atzmoteihem asher kvar hayu kelim lachul aleihem hashefa eloki, because those bones that yearned to have God's abundance in them, adayin yishar ben min ha'mala v'hakavod sheyaspik lecha yotze b'zeh. There's still some of that level in the bones that are buried there. And that's enough to affect people standing there. Umipnei zeh amru razal, because of this our sages taught, sheroi lishtatech al kivrei tzadikim v'litpalel sham. That's why we go to burial plots of tzadikim and daven there. Ki hatfila v'makom ahu tiyeh retzuya yoter. Because if you're standing there, it's as though you're standing in a holier place. So then one's prayer is more accepted. Because you're standing in a place where there's that body where God's presence was already in abundance. And don't think that this is unusual. Now he's going to prove it from what God told Moshe in the parasha 2 weeks ago. Hashem says to Moshe, I want you to go talk to the rock. But take along the staff. And with that staff, you will do the wondrous things. I'm sorry. This is earlier when Hashem tells Moshe in Parshas Shmos, go to Egypt, talk to Pharaoh, go summon the Jews, etc. God tells him, take your staff along. Okay, so I'll pick up with this concept, Bezrat Hashem, next week.